בואי מני רב שמואל ברבא מאוקראינה. רבבא. כשהם שומעים בשלוי הם שומעים, או בשלוי לא הם שומעים. זוג דגמורה, ליבד רבי שמואל לא הייתי בוי אלוך, דאומר בדניזק שמינן, כי הייתי בוי אלוך הליבד רבי קיבה, דאומר בדמזק שמינן מי. מיטב סודיו, אומר רחמון אלי מאות דניזק, אוי דיל מלי מאות דלאוי לא מנעמי לוי. אומר לרחמון אומר מיטב סודיו ואת אמרס בשלוי לא ממשומי. אמרתי בי מסביר. לגמור את הסופק בשלוי הם שומעים, או בשלוי לא הם שומעים. לא עשית הסופק פון דגמור. דגמור איזה מסביר. אליבד רבי שמואל לא הייתי בו ילוך, כי הייתי בו ילוך אליבד רבי קיבה. לך מיטי בי מסביר השתקו. אליבד רבי שמואל לא הייתי בו ילוך, כי הייתי בו ילוך אליבד רבי קיבה. דגמור בוהות המחלקס רבי שמואל אין רבי קיבה. רבי שמואל הולס בדניזק שמינן, אין רבי קיבה הולס בדמזיק שמינן. What is the normal case where דגמור השתלצו דמחלקס רבי שמואל ורבי קיבה? When the mate of the nizak is כזיבוריס דמזיק. The mate of the nizak is כזיבוריס דמזיק. הליבד רבי שמואל, the mazik could give his ziburis that it's made up of the nizak. And alibed Rabbi Akiva, the mazik has to give his own made up. Let me tell this in our words to make it clear. Made up of the nizak, the ziburis the mazik. We'll say the made up of the nizak is 50, lamazogim. 50. It's word 50. We're calling it a square meter goes for 50, lamazogim. This is his made up. 50. The made up of the mazik is 100. His best karka goes 100 for a meter. The ziburis of the mazik is 50. So nochama, what is the case of the normal machlekes? The meitav of the nizak is kaziburis the mazik. The meitav of the nizak is 50. The ziburis of the mazik is 50. Oh, but the meitav of the mazik is 100. Alibed Rabbi Shmuel, the mazik gives him a karka that is worth 50. By you, by the nizak, it's a meitav. Alibed Rabbi Akiva, you have to give him meitav the mazik. 100. Those are the Gemara. Now the Gemara has a shaila. B'shaloyim. The Gemara has a shaila. B'shaloyim shomim. Or b'shaloyim hem shomim. Those are the suffix from the Gemara. B'shaloyim shomim. Or b'shaloyim hem shomim. What is the suffix of the Gemara? B'shaloyim shomim. Or b'shaloyim hem shomim. Alibed Rabbi Shmuel lo iti boyaloch. Without the Gemara, I would say Alibed Rabbi Shmuel tiboyaloch. And I want to have it clear how Alibed Rabbi Shmuel tiboyaloch. Listen careful. Alibed Rabbi Shmuel tiboyaloch. The meitav of the nizak is 50. The meitav of the mazik is 100. So normally for Rabbi Shmuel you give the 50, and Alibed Rabbi Akiva you give the 100. Kler de gemore b'shaloyim shomim u'b'shaloyim hem shomim. The meitav of the nizak is 50. The meitav of the world is 70. The meitav of the mazik is 100. If b'shaloyim shomim. So then Alibed Rabbi Akiva, the posh of the suffix is, you have to give 100. Alibed, if b'shaloy lo memshomim, Alibed Rabbi Akiva, the suffix is posh, give 50. And 70. That's the Gemara, Alibed Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara is glad. Alibed Rabbi Akiva, tiboy aloch, normal, you give, mate of the mazik, it's 100. If b'shaloy lo memshomim, you'll give 70. How you, Alibed Rabbi Shmuel, if we would want to shtel the kasha, would say fakel. The mate of the nizak, is 50. The mate of the velt, the 70. If b'shaloi lo memshamim, the mazik will have to give him a karka that is worth 70 if he has. If b'shaloi memshamim, the mazik could give him a 50. Again, the nizik has a karka, ziburis, beinis, idis. His ziburis is 20, his beinis is 40, his idis is 50. The mazik, his worst, the ziburis is 50, his beinis is 70, and his idis is 100. So normal, we learn, Alibed Rabbi Shmuel, you give the 50, mate of the nizak. And Alibin Rabbi Kiva, you give the 100th mate of the mazik. Now we have a suffix, b'shelayim shamim, b'shelayim hem shamim. If b'shelayim hem shamim, if b'shelayim hem shamim, so what would be the halach if b'shelayim hem shamim? You would have to give b'shelayim hem shamim. So what would be the suffix if b'shelayim hem shamim? Alibin Rabbi Shmuel, if he has a 50, b'shelayim shamim, I will have to give him 50. If b'shelayim hem shamim, I will have to give him 70. So I could have the suffix, even Alibin Rabbi Shmuel. If b'shelayim shamim, I will give you 50. If b'shelayim shamim, I will give you 70. Or if I can't go. What would be if the shelayim is 40? If b'shelayim shamim, 50. If b'shelayim shamim, 40. Alibin Rabbi Kiva is the zel b'safik. Alibin Rabbi Kiva is the zel b'safik. What is the safik Alibin Rabbi Kiva? If b'shelayim shamim is 100. If b'shelayim shamim is 70. I will say ha'oreh, maybe in the end of Shira, maybe yourself, you'll have a teretz on this ha'oreh. Just interesting ha'oreh. It's interesting that no one speaks about it, even though I know there's a lot of ways to answer it. But herzachem good. Fashtein ish de gemore. Lom ezogin that the suffix would be sai lefi rabbi yishmol, sai lefi rabbi kiva. So be no machlekes. Lefi kula ame, b'shelo ilam emshamim, so you give 70. So what is the machlekes rabbi yishmol and rabbi kiva? I mean, l'cho'oreh, it cannot be a suffix alibi the both of them. If it's a suffix alibi the both of them, so what is the suffix? Alibin Rabbi Shmuel, we said 50 or 70. Fi Rabbi Kiva, 100 or 70. So if b'shelayim hem shamim, Fi Rabbi Shmuel, 70. Alibin Rabbi Kiva, 70. So what is the machlekes? So kilu, it's pashut that one of them cannot have the suffix. Kilu, it's pashut that if you one of them, we cannot have the suffix. Cannot be that we'll have the suffix if you both of them. If we'll have the suffix if you both of them, we'll have a bayah. If you everyone b'shelayim hem shamim, so what's the machlekes? And it's lo mezog. We're poishah the shaila. Baruch Hashem Eliyahu Hanavi came b'shel oylam emshamim lefi everyone. This is no machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. So what's the machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva? Kushya atzuma. One minute. If b'shel oylam emshamim, so every time you go lefi the oylam. No, if Rabbi Shmuel also b'shel oylam emshamim, it's 70. The Gemara said, "Alim Rabbi Shmuel lo itibay aloch." I'm asking. But I'm saying, and the tzad of the Gemara, Ibayelu, b'shelayim hem shamim, b'shelayim shamim. So, no, I be'etzem, the Gemara be'etzem, the suffix would be, Sai alibid Rabbi Shmuel, Sai alibid Rabbi Kiva. I'm a'ir re'ore. If the suffix would be alibid both of them. If the suffix would be alibid both of them. So, l'chud, it will come to Eimek HaShavah, b'shelayim hem shamim. What? So I can have lefi both of them, b'shelayim hem shamim. So the Gemara is helping me. Alibid Rabbi Shmuel, lo itibayelu, stam. I have to choose one of the two. The Pashas you learn is a festive suffix. Alevai would shtol the suffix lefi both of them. Mishuma, the Gemara doesn't want to shtol the Alibid Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara only wants to shtol the Alibid Rabbi Kiva. And this will go to Mevar now in the Rishonim. Why to shtol the Alibid Rabbi Shmuel and not to shtol the Alibid Rabbi Kiva? Why to shtol the Alibid Rabbi Kiva and not to shtol the Alibid Rabbi Shmuel? Lechur, if the answer is like you say that one of them has to hold like that and one of them not, so it's like one festive suffix. Iboilu b'shel oilom b'shel shaloyim shomim. I can't be mistapik lefi both. Because I'm mistapik lefi both. So, if the suffix could be lefi both, so I know that not b'shel oylam hem shamim. Because it's no machlekes. Achob apshites, siken nizayim b'shel oylam, because if b'shel oylam is no machlekes. No, I will tell you, the suffix could be only lefi one, and not lefi the other one, and b'meile we have a suffix. So now I obtach in the Gemara. Pashas is a suffix. So the Gemara grad lefi Rabbi Shmuel, mehop, the Shmuel is mistapek, lo miklar lefi Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara, also lefi Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara wants lefi apshites. Lefi the way you answering me, I don't think that is the emes ha-teretz. Sikeni zayin dos de teretz. Sikeni zayin dos de teretz. Could, it's mashma, look, all the Rishonim will push. Favos nisht alibid Rabbi Shmuel, favos nisht alibid Rabbi Shmuel. And we'll see in a second, everyone will try to find a chetimtzas, even alibid Rabbi Shmuel. Fashteinish. If everyone holds b'shalayla mem shamim. I'm just saying that the way you answer me a very balabati shepshat. That the hainu be'etzem, you say like this. Iboyeluhu. The gibayt of the iboyeluhu is like this. One of them will hold yes, one of them will hold. Now it's a b'meil, I have a suffix. If both of them will hold b'shel oylam, I don't know what to say. One of them will not. And so the Hainu says, I have a suffix b'tech a suffix. Kilo, I have a suffix b'shel oylam hem shamim, or b'shel oylam shamim. This is my suffix b'tech a suffix. I have two suffix b'shel oylam shamim, b'shel oylam hem shamim. And me have to say, and one of them not. And mistomer Rabbi Shmuel is not a b'meil, I have a suffix Rabbi Kiva. But if I have a suffix in both, I can't shtol the kasha. Ichalt b'hilchis pshat sa'abom medike ore. And it's aggressive aura that no one asks it. Maskimanisht. No, this is, the pshat is a great aura. Simuza, I don't mean no one from Haitik, I mean the Rishonim. So, it's talking about Muchachdo, that we have to come out with a pshat in the sugya, that we could finish the sugya, and everyone will hold b'shalo ilam shalom. And it will not be the Zelbezach. I'm leaving the Seore. I hope in the end, at Avad will be musbal if you will say today in Shir. I hope that we manage to be masbal. Of a Shabbos, the Elam Atrach, and Visim Yushav, if you must mizok. Let me again tzurik to the Pshat HaGemor. Nish gonna start your Ore? Not masking the Ore? So the Gemara says, Alibed Rabbi Shmuel lo itiboyeloch, ki tiboyeloch alibed Rabbi Akiva. Let me again shlav b'shlav. Alibed Rabbi Shmuel lo itiboyeloch, ki tiboyeloch alibed Rabbi Akiva. Zog the Gemara says, why alibed Rabbi Shmuel lo itiboyeloch? We said, if you're Rabbi Shmuel, the Zel b'Safek. Normally you pay 50. Mate of the Nizak is like Zibur is the Mazik, you pay the 50. If the mate of, if the Oilam is 70, I have a Suffolk. Or if the mate of is 40, I have a Suffolk. Viduvils. Why lo is Iboyaloch? So all of the Rishonim shtal on the Kashe. The Shita brings down one Teretz. You know why Alibed Rabbi Shmuel lo is Iboyaloch? He said, close the words, mate of the Nizak. He says it. Rabbi Kiva and Vav Amud Beis didn't say it. He says, lo ibarakosuv elo lahagbez nezokim min haidis. I and Avzayin and the Braise already said it. It's after Rabbi Shmuel said it in the first Braise, so he had to be mafkia from Rabbi Shmuel, Zog the Shita. Taisus wanted to say andere Teretz. Zog Taisus, noch andere Teretz. Zog Taisus, Rabbi Shmuel learns it from a Hekesh. Nemar sod lemalo, nemar sod lemato, mas sod amol lemato de nizek. As a Hekesh, you can't say lav dafke. Rabbi Kiva is only from the Mashmores, made of sodei hu, from the Mashmores. Vashtei tzodeyu, it's made of tzodeyu. B'meila, you could say it. Today someone asked me, Ore, Sashene Ore. The Gemara before we asked the Kasha and Rove, why it says made of tzodeyu? The Posek only had to say made of, with Medayik Rashi yesterday. So he asked me, if the Posek would not say tzodeyu, the Posek would say only made of, I would not know but the Mazik. Sashene Ore. But when we come back, the Diyuk is made of tzodeyu. So if it's only a Diyuk in the Posek, you could say Lav Dafka. This is Taisa's Teretz. Of them, you come in the Marsho, and the Marsho said, but I have a kasha. If you're telling me that the whole reason you're not mistapik alibed Rabbi Shmuel because it's a hekesh. But when it's a pasuk, you could be mistapik even alibed Rabbi Shmuel, because Rabbi Shmuel is not a pasuk, Rabbi Shmuel is a drosha. Rabbi Kiv is a mashmo is a pasuk. Mashmo is a pasuk from Sadei, you could say laf dafke after mashmo is a pasuk, that it only means lafuke. Mashengin alibed Rabbi Kiv, Rabbi Shmuel is a drosha. Fuck the Marsho, but the Gemara said in the Zayin and Vav Amud Beis, that even Alibed Rabbi Shmuel, Ahanik Zereshove Ve'ahanikro, Dainu we said, if the Nizak, mate of the Nizak is Zibur is the Mazik, 50, he gets a 50. What would be if the mate of the Nizak is 50, and the Zibur is of the Mazik is, I'm sorry, the mate of the Nizak is 50, so normally the case is, and the Zibur is of the Mazik is 50, so Lefir Rabbi Shmuel he gets the 50, Lefir Rabbi Kiva he gets the 100. What would be if the mate of the Nizak is the 50, and the Ziburis of the Mazik is less than mate of the Nizak, it's a 40. So Be'etzem, as the posuk of the mate of the Nizak, he's limited to 50. As then, Ahani Krozok, the Gemara, that you have to give him the mate of the Mazik, the 100. When you can't do mate of the Nizak, you switch to mate of the Mazik. This is the Gemara in Vav Amud Beis, Ahani Kro. Then without the Ahani Kro, I would say, listen, Hashem said mate of the Nizak, the limit, the roof, is 50. If you have a 40, I don't have to give more than 50. My Ziburis is a 40, I give a 40. My next one is 70, the next one is 100. I only have to go to 40, I don't have to go on top of it. Hanikro, if I don't go to the mate of the Nizak, I go to the mate of the Mazik. And I give the 100. Oh, what is the Moko? Mate of Sodeyu. Claire, what do you give mate of Sodeyu? You give the 100, or you give mate of the Oilam? You give a 70, it's mate of the Oilam, it's a 70. I can't, now the mate of the Nizak is 50. I can't give mate of the Nizak because My worst one is 40, the next one is 70, and the top one is 100, so I have a suffix. If I can't give mate of the Nizak, I go bust a mate of the Mazik, mate of Sodehu, he was only a Mashmoyas of a Pasuk. We could have clear, a mate of the Nizak, and a mate of the Mazik, a mate of the Alme. Mate of the Mazik would be 100, mate of the Nizak, the Alme would be 70. So the Marsho, for sure you could give a 70, because the Ika, what you have to give is mate of the Nizak. But when you give 70, it's already Bichlal, Bichlal, Manam Osayim, there's no reason to give 100. If you have a kiva that is not in mate of the Nizak, we have a suffix. Mate of the Alma, mate of the day, 70 or 100. Mashenkin, Alibed Rabbi Shmuel, that the whole din was a 50, so you're right, I couldn't give the 40 because it was less, but it's enough to give a 70. And this is what we ask the Kashim of the Kanarim. That's totally in the Rosh and the Yesh Mefoshim. We'll get back to it later, Ben Sashem. We'll go Tzurik to the Gemara. The Rashash stels the Akashim. What is the Gemara? Alibed Rabbi Shmuel, lo iti boyeloch. Ki ti boyeloch, Alibed Rabbi Kiva. So let me guarantee the Gemara is Suffolk. Alibra Rabbi Shmuel, we decide loyti boyaloch. Why? The Mashmoes, he has a drosha. We don't want to mistake Alibra Rabbi Shmuel. And we say we need to take Rabbi Shmuel out. If we don't take him out, they're the same. So our suffix is Alibra Rabbi Kiva. Alibra Rabbi Kiva. What is our suffix? So normally Rabbi Kiva said like this. The mate of the Nizek is 50. The mate of the Mazik is 100. Give 100. So what is our suffix? You have to give 100. Or you could give mate of the Alme. Mate of the Alme is 70. You give mate of the Alme. A very glad suffix from the Gemara. You could give 100. Or to give 70. That's the suffix from the Gemara. To give 100 or to give 70. A klara suffix from the Gemara. The mate of the Nizah, the Mazik Shaminen, 100. But the Alme Shaminen, 70. Frek the Rashash, Feste Ore and Rashi. Look how Rashi explains the suffix for the Gemara Alibet Rabbi Kiva. Rashi Dibra Maschil, Oy Beshel Oylom Em Shomim. The Yaiv Le Miziburis, Sharei Lechol Oylom Hu Idis. So we'll speak out the case how Rashi tells it. Rashi tells like this. Alibet Rabbi Kiva, what is my suffix? Forget about what the Nizek has. We're not talking about Nizek. The Nizek doesn't have nothing. Yeah. So how much you have to give? You have to give 100, your Meitav, or you could give your Ziburis. Why you give your Ziburis? So Rashi is maimid lemoshel that the Mazik only has two sodas, 70 and 100. His Ziburis is 70. His Meitav is 100. If b'shaloyim shomim, he will give the 100. If b'shaloyim shomim, he will give the 70. So if b'shaloyim shomim is 100, if b'shaloyim shomim is a 70, why he could give 70? Even that by him it's the Ziburis, it's the lower one, but it's Meitav the Alme. So that's the suffix the Gemara. Alibet Rabbi Kiva tiboyaloch. Meitav of the day or meitav of the Alme? Meitav of the day, how much I will give? 100. Meitav of the Alme, I will give 70. And Rashi adds words. Why 70? B'shal oylom em shomim, v'yoev li miziburis di day, sh'arei lechol oylom u'idis. Frek de Rasha shakasha. Why Rashi has to add? Rashi could have said like this. The meitav of the veld is 80, not 70. The meitav of the veld is 80. He has two sodas, one 100 and 170. His ziburis is less for meitav of the oilam. Let me draw the case. He has two sodas. The mazik has two sodas, one 100 and 170. Meitav of the alma is 70. Meitav of the day is 100. Ziburis the day is 70. If b'shaloyim shamim, he gives 100. If b'shaloyim shamim, so what he gives? If b'shaloyim shamim, so what he will give if b'shaloyim shamim? He wants to give 70. Aye, the oilam is 80. Say that, but he's not mechuyev over 80. So why he will have to give the 100? He weiter could give the 70. He doesn't have to give over the price if meitav of the alme. If meitav of the alme is 80, he has a 70 and a 100. He doesn't have to give over the price of meitav of the alme. What is the suffix the Gemara? He has to give meitav of the day. He has to go if he meitav of the day. Or he has to go if he meitav of the alme. So Rashi says meitav of the day 100. Meitav of the alme 70. So he's giving his 70 because his ziburis matches the meitav of the alme. Lamezogin, his ziburis doesn't match of the meitav of the alme. The meitav of the alme is higher from his ziburis. The meitav of the alme is 80. But now it's a suffix. If the day, if you go basar him, you will give the 100. He has 100. If you go basar meitav of the alme, so be'etzem you had to give 80, you don't have an 80, you give a 70, but you don't need to give 100. Why Rashi says that the reason you could give him the 70, because it's worth like meitav of the alme. Lamezogin, it's not worth like meitav of the alme. Lamezogin, the 70 is less for meitav of the alme. But even if the 70 is less for meitav of the alme, even if the 70 is less for meitav of the alme, but you don't have to go over the price of meitav of the alme. Your roof is meitav of the alme. So while your roof is meitav of the alme, so the roof is 80, you don't have to go over 80. So if meitav of the day, you would give 100. If meitav of the alme, you would give 70. And Rashi says not like that. Rashi says, you know why you could give 70? You know why I could give 70? Because it's worth like meitav of the alme. So the Rashash is medayek. That if my ziburis is not worth like meitav of the alme, it's lower from the meitav of the alme, how much I have to give? The 100. Why? My roof, as I did Rabbi Shmuel, we said without a hanikro, my roof would be made of the nizak. And if I have a ziburis less, like the 40, I would not have to give more. A hanikro, then I have to switch to the mazik. But without a hanikro, what is the din made of the nizak? My roof would be 50. So now we have a suffix of Meitav Didei or Meitav De Alme. So Bemele 70 is Meitav De Alme is 80. Meitav Didei is 100. I don't have 80. I have a 70. But I don't have to go over 80. So it's two zach. Reb Nochem Tain is that the Rashash is a mistake. There's a mistake b'cheshbon. Achar Mechilas HaKovet, Avad Anishi says, when Reb Kivayge also said like the Rashash. Reb Nochem first Tain is that the Rashash is a mistake. So first let me read why it's a mistake. Reb Nochem, the Rashash zogt as a, so the Kasha is a Kasha, and we have to miyash of the Kasha. Reb Nochem says, Tam, we have a poshut number mistake. He says, what is Meitav de Alme? If we're sitting here now, we have to figure out Meitav de Alme. How we will do it? How we figure out Meitav de Alme? How you do it? You have to Meitav de Alme. You take all of the sodas in the veld, you divide it to three groups, the bottom third, Ziburis, the middle third, Beinonis, the top third, Idis. There's a different way to do it. How you know what is Ziburis de Alme, Beinonis de Alme, Meitav de Alme? You make a statistic, you take, I don't know if the whole world you put together, every country, I don't know, or every city, but you take all of them together, and you divide them to three groups. The bottom 30 is Ziburis, the middle is Beinonis, and the top is Idis. This is the way to do it? Is a different way to do it? No. So I want to ask you a shaila. So now, if we have till 100, sodas in the veld. So from 70 till 100, it's Idis. Maskim? No, let me show the number. Yeah? From 70 till 100, it's Idis. The middle group is Beinonis, the bottom group is Ziburis. No, now what is the case? Now we'll go back to the case. No, Mashana. The third, the bottom third is Ibulis, the middle third is Beinonis, the top third is Idis. Mask him? 33. Remember the doctor has said, "Noch." Because the Rashash Kash is a mistake b'cheshbon. It's a mistake b'cheshbon. We'll use the numbers, but every number you figure out is the same mistake. My Meitav is 100. We said, "Listen, my Meitav is 100. Meitav de Alme is 80. I have all, my Ziburis is 70." So we said, "If we go past a Meitav de Alme, so what?" Rashi said, "Rashi said the case of the Gemara is my Meitav is 100. The Meitav of the Alme is 70." Yeah, this is talking the number. The mate of the Alma is 70. My worst one is 70. I could give you 70. Frek de Rashash is Mashma and Rashi that if the mate of the Alma will start in 80, I can't give you my 70. Why I can't give you my 70? I don't have to go above 80. I don't have to go above some mate of the Alma. The Mele, I could give you my 70. This was the Rashash Kasha. The Teretz is very poshut. If the mate of the Alma is 80, I have a mate of the Alma or not? I have. 100 is also mate of the Alma, the whole top. So I can't give you less for mate of the Alma if I have a mate of the Alma. How I could give you less? How I could give you less of mate of the Alma if I have a mate of the Alma? But it's wrong. Becheshman, it's wrong. I'll explain it. I'll explain it. In the normal case, mate of the Nizak, listen a second. Mate of the Nizak is like Zibur is the Mazik. Makes sense? 50. The Mazik has a 50, 70, and 100. If Rabbi Shmuel gives a 50. Zog the Gemara, what would it be if the worst one is a 40, and then he has a 70? So Zog the Gemara, without the Hanikro, he would give 40, he doesn't have to go over the 50. Because the Meitav of the Nizak finishes in 50. So I don't have to go over. Komash and Kro, then I have to go over. So the Rashash copied the same Kasha here. Even if the Meitav of the Alma is 80, why Rashi says that I could give 70 because it's made of the Alma. Even if made of the Alma is 80, I don't have to give my 100 because Lemaisa, I'm limited to made of the Alma. The Torah says when made of the Alma is 80, it's from 80 till the top. It never stops. By my friend, you could say, by the Nizik, he has a 50. So this is the made of. But with the Alma, it could never stop by 70. From the number it is till the top, this is called made of. It's never a chetimza that will stop. It's never a chetimza in the veld that mate of the Alma will be only 80. Mate of the Alma is from 80 till 100. So if I have a mate of the Alma, I can't give him less than mate of the Alma. Mate of the day, Alma will have. What? You don't have? Made of the day, because everybody, it could be, I'll tell you. Made of the alma is enough to give a 70. If I have to give made of the day, I have to give 100. Here, I couldn't give the 70. What? Can you? No, Zibur is the day. If Basar Nizak is linen, it's his Zibur is, he has 180 and 70. His Zibur is made of down. What? No. I could leave a 70, I don't have to give 100. I could give the low, but here I don't have 80. So man, I have to give 100. A 70, said he could give a 70. He doesn't have to give 100. I could, but I couldn't give a 70. Here, I cannot give a 70. I'm trying really for years to try to figure out. I don't understand what is it's hard to answer. I want to explain one result because I want to come to the Ikar Sugya. We'll learn the Sugya. We don't know what the Idi is about. We'll learn the Sugya from the Idi. We'll say it's not Shvel. But I want to explain. The Moshul, if a person says Idi is the day, he has 100, 80, and 70. And Idi is the Alma is 70, he could give a 70, he doesn't have to give 100. Even that Idi is the Alma is from 70 till the time. I could give, Idi is the Alma is not one Sada. Maybe I'll Masbit a little bit to the people that didn't have. Let me do Masbit and a little bit in Pashto words. It is the day is my best. Zibur is the day is my worst. The Pashtus, all of them are Beninis. I don't know exactly how to divide them. It is the Alma. It doesn't mean one Sod is it is the Alma. And one Sod is it is... So only one Sod in the world is it is the Alma. And one Zibur is that is... Avadanish. You divide everything to 3/3. Let me explain this. It's very posh. Let me explain it. The first third is Idis. The middle is Beninis. The bottom is Ziburis. Even if by myself we'll say a bit different, but the Alma is for sure like that. You can't say that the best son in the world that Chmeis who has is the Idis. What the worstest person in the world has the Buris and the rest is Beninis. Avadanish. So the first third is a Idis, the middle is a Beninis. Now, if the Aloha will be, Lemoshul, you go Bosam Mate of the Day. And give me a second. If you go Bosam Mate of the Day, my best one is 100. The world starts from 70. If I have to go Bosam the Day, I have to give you 100. If I go Basal the Alme, if I have a 70, I could give you a 70. This is Pasha. If we go Basal the Day, I give 100. If I go Basal the Alme, I will give a 70. Here we have a case of the Rashash. What is the case of the Rashash drew? What is the Chatimtz of the Rashash? Chatimtz of the Rashash is, the person has a Sode of 100. Mate of the Day would give 100. Now he doesn't have something in 70s. He has something less from the 70s. Or the case is that the Idis is better. He has Lamazog in the 60. So the Rashash Frek Takasha, if you go Basam Mate of the Alme, he doesn't have to give his best. He's limited to the Mate of the Alme, and he could give his 60, he could give his lower. The Teretz is, but he has one in the 100. So he has one in the Mate of the Alme. So he for sure has to give it. This is what Rashi said. Why he could give his Iburis, because it's already in the Mate of the Alme. It's in the Mate of the Alme. While it's in the Mate of the Alma, Vimele he could give it. While it's in the Mate of the Alma, Vimele he could give it. But Lu Yitzur, it's not in the Mate of the Alma. Yanki. Lu Yitzur is not a Mate of the Alma. If it's not a Mate of the Alma, so Mele he can't give it. So Rashi had to say that it's in the Mate of the Alma. Rashi had to say that his Iburis is in the 70s. What Rashash Kasha is? Say that his Iburis is less. But he doesn't have to give his best one, because his limit is Mate of the Alme. Mate of the Alme is from 70 to 100. If he has one in the 100, he for sure has to give it. So, Mamash HaMedrash Pliya the Rashash. Nachzor L'Inyoneinu. But the Rashash says it, so, basically the Teretz. We have to answer the Rashash differently. We can't Zogin HaZeh B'Rim Noch. So, I want Be'etzem to be Masber Dode Gemore. So, do a naive veg to learn under the Gemore. Reb Nochem was Pesach, it's a little bit in the Sefer. I'll try to be Masber, it's a Dvorim Brurim. We'll see a new Pesach do in the Gemara. Let me just be Masber, it's Shlav Beshlav. It's a Shveri Gemara. It's a Shveri Gemara do. נגמר הכלל, בשלוי הם שומעים או בשלוי לא ממשומעים? בשלוי הם שומעים או בשלוי לא ממשומעים? תקה, I'll say the first ta'ore, we'll start with the first ta'ore. עמוד מגמורה. רבי שמואל said בדי ניזק, רבי עקיבא said בדי מזיק, why to start to clear בשלוי לא ממשומעים? Why to start to clear בשלוי לא ממשומעים? Why to clear בשלוי לא ממשומעים? So we said the teretz yesterday, חידוש שערים. אז נאמר, אני צריך לתרת. אבל you have to get money, so מסתבר בשלוי לא ממשומעים. The price is שני דניזק, שני דמזיק, maybe the פוסק is לאו דווקא. Why to say that it's לאו דווקא? Why to start to clear בשלוי לא ממשומעים? יש לזה שטר כקש. אני אליבד רבי שמואל, no ספק. אליבד ברקי, and me answers him, is no ספק בכלל. אז אנחנו מפורש הפוסק, what you want from me בכלל. So why the גמורה clear? אורי א', אורי בייס, פשט in the גמורה. Or a base pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara clears a shaila. What is the shaila from the Gemara? B'sheloyim shomim or b'sheloyim shomim? Zog the Gemara, alibed Rabbi Shmuel, loy tiboy eloch. Ki tiboy eloch alibed Rabbi Akiva. And with all the Rishonim ask the kasha, alibed Rabbi Shmuel is the zel besofek. Normally we say, mate of the Nizek is 50, Zibur is the Mazik is 50, he gives a 50 lefi Rabbi Shmuel, 100 lefi Rabbi Akiva. If b'sheloyim shomim, we'll have to give a 70. Or if it's less, you will give a 40. Now, b'shelayim, shem is 50. Why live with Rabbi Shmuel, I tiboy eloch. Zog the Rishonim, the Loshen from Rabbi Shmuel. Zog Teisves is a hekesh. Frekt Reb Nochem, Rashi doesn't say nothing. No, say, akushe merkozis. I live with Rabbi Shmuel, I tiboy eloch. Needs to be a pirush Rashi. Rashi cannot say. Why I live with Rabbi Shmuel, I tiboy eloch. I tiboy eloch. Other say because it's mefurish in the Braise. Other because he said a hekesh. Or but the tafkid from Rashi is to say pshat in the Gemara. It's not, פשוטו, the Gemara doesn't make sense. אליבד רבי שמואל לא תיבוי אלוך. Why? פשטו דקטרה דובר. אליבד רבי שמואל לא תיבוי אלוך. Why? Why not? זל בזך. The numbers are the זל בזך. Normally you give 50, mate of the Nizek, Zibur is the Mazik, so you give 50. If בשל אילום, I'll give 70. Other, I'll go down to 40. חבא סופי. So he tells you, but he had a הקש. לא תיבוי אלוך, the הקש הוא. לא תיבוי אלוך, he said מפורש. It's not, he said מפורש. Rashi is a meforish. And it's not from the sugis that Rashi is mekatzer do. The language Rashi is do, yeah? Look, why is not even one word in Rashi to say pshat? Second aore bepshat do in the Gemara. Zog Reb Nochem azap pshat. Zog Reb Nochem azap pshat. We mentioned from Reb Leib Malin and the Vov Amud Beis a yesoid bedas Rashi. What was the Yesoid Bedas Rashi? Rabbi Leib has the Yukim. Let me listen to the Yukim now. The Tachlis Advorim. Rabbi Shmuel holds Bede Nizak. If the Nizak is 50 and the Mazik is, the mate of the Nizak is 50 and the mate of the Ziburis of the Mazik is 50, he gives 50, Lefi Rabbi Akiva, he gives 100. Of Elu Yitzir, the Ziburis of the Mazik is 40, so without the Postik he would give 40 because he's limited to mate of the Nizak. A Hanikro that you give mate of the Mazik. Zod Rabbi Leib and Vov Amud Beis and Simel Amud Beis, the Harchove, and the Oifen Hasheni Dorten. Zod Rabbi Leib Azeh. What's the Pshat Lefi Rabbi Shmuel? You go by the Nizek, if you don't have the Nizek, you switch to the Mazik. Zod Raza Pshat. Zod Rabbi Leib, that's a hand good. Zod Rabbi Leib Azeh. Lefi Rashi, noch ale psukim, the gedder is Azeh. When Hashem said Meitav, he meant Meitav. Meitav means Meitav. What is Meitav? The Mazik. The person that pays, pays a meitav. Pay by the nizak. Pay meitav. My best. Rabbi Shmuel holds, when Hashem said meitav, he meant meitav. Meitav the mazik. The pasuk said nochazach. You could also give meitav the nizak. Your halacha is to give meitav the mazik, 100. You could be yoitzazayin with meitav the nizak. And it's not inyan to give meitav the nizak. Taisis, there was Muchach Nishnazeh. Taisis had a tzad in the case that made of the Nizek is more, you will have to buy. Lefi Rabbi Shmuel, Alibe de Rashi, you give Meitav de Mazik. Voshtet in the Posuk give Meitav de Nizek. If you want, you also could give Meitav de Nizek. So the parsha is to give Meitav de Mazik. And if you want, you could give Meitav de Nizek. You give Meitav de Mazik. And if you want, you give Meitav de Nizek. The Hainu, you could be Yoitzazayin. The tag of Meitav is Meitav the Mazik. When you give Meitav the Nizak, you Yoitzazayin. Seichet Gehez as I gave a Meitav. Seichet Gehez that I gave a Meitav. I have to give Meitav the Mazik. But if I gave Meitav the Nizak, I'm Yoytze Zayin. I gave him Meitav. Dehainu. I have to give 100. If I give the 50, that by him it's a Meitav, I'm Yoytze. And if I have a 40 Lemoshul, too bad. You can't give Meitav the Nizak, so I go back. And I have to give my Meitav. Yeah? I have to give Meitav the Mazik. I could be Yoytze Zayin with Meitav the Nizak. Till here it's a double poshut. We said it in the Vav Amud Beis. It's not stam that Dehainu. It turns over after the Maskone. It's not the pshat I give mate of the Nizak, and I also could give mate of the Mazik. My din is mate of the Mazik. My din is mate of the Mazik. I give mate of the Mazik. I could be Yoytzezayin with mate of the Nizak. But what's the pshat Yoytzezayin? So Reb Leib adds a word. When I give mate of the Nizak, it also gives it a shame mate of, and I'm Yoytze. I have to give mate of. When I give mate of the Mazik, I'm Yoytze. When I give mate of the Mazik, I'm Yoytze. What? I give mate of the Mazik, this is my din. I could be Yoytze Zayin, even if I give Meitav of the Nizak, is Eichet good. My deal is to give Meitav of the Mazik. If I give Meitav of the Nizak, it's also good. It's also good. If I give Meitav of the Nizak, it's also good. It's also good. If I give Meitav of the Nizak, it's also good. But I have to give Meitav of the Mazik, and I'm Yoytze Zayin with Meitav of the Nizak. So the Haino, I have to give 100. If I gave a 50, it also is called that I gave a Meitav. Klal de Gimore. B'shelo yem shomim, b'shelo yilom yem shomim. What is the suffix from the Gemara? Zog the Gemara azay. Avada, you have to give mate of the Mazik. No shayla about it. Shaitan Rabbi Shmuel, mate of the Mazik. Rabbi Kiva, mate of the Mazik. Fi Rabbi Shmuel, mate of the Nizak. Avada. Klal de Gemara, b'shelo yilom hem nami shomim, or not? Dehainu. Avada, I have to give my mate of, or mate of the Nizak. But what would be if it's b'shelo yilom hem shomim? I could be yoytze mate of b'shelo yilom? I cannot be Yoytze Meitav b'shel Oilom. Dehainu, if I will give Meitav the Oilom, I'll be Yoytze Zayin or not? If I'll give Meitav the Oilom, I'll be Yoytze Zayin or not? I will explain myself. I will explain. I have to give Meitav the Mazik, Lefi Rabbi Akiva 100. Lefi Rabbi Shmuel, 50. Now the Meitav of the Welt is 40. I could be Yoytze with the Meitav of the Welt, or I cannot be Yoytze with the Meitav of the Welt. If I give Meitav of the Welt, I'm Yoytze or I'm not Yoytze? I'm Yoytze if I give the Meitav of the Welt, or I'm not Yoytze if I give the Meitav of the Welt? Dehainu. It's not sad in the Gemara that if the Meitav of the Welt, Lama Zogin is 70, I will have to give a 70. Cholilo, was talking to Rabbi Shmuel. The Meitav of the Nizek is 50. The Meitav of the Mazik is 100. The Ziburis of the Mazik is 50. So, Lefi Rabbi Shmuel, you could give a 50. Lefi Rabbi Akiva, you give a 100. Klal de Gemara b'shelo yilom hem shomim. It's no tzad that I have to give 70 now. It's no tzad in the world that I have to give a 70. For sure I don't have to give a 70. Lefi Rabbi Shmuel, but the Nizak is enough. The suffix is maybe is enough to give a 40. If the shelo yilom is less from the Nizak, then is a suffix in the Gemara. But if the shelo yilom is more, Rabbi Shmuel said to the Nizak. What, are you trying to put Rabbi Shmuel different words? He said to the Nizak. I'm clearing af b'shel oilom hem shomim. What? Be'etzem Hashem said 100. Rabbi Shmuel said, listen, you could do 100, you could do 50, right? You could do b'den Nizak. B'shel oilom hem shomim. You could do also 40. But it's never said that b'shel oilom will force you to give more. So you have three steps. B'shel oilom mazik. This is what Hashem really wants. You could be yoytze zayin with a 50. Or b'shel oilom hem shomim, you could yoytze zayin with a 40. Wait. Okay, Rabbi Akiva, don't worry. We'll start with one by one. So what is the suffix Alib and Rabbi Shmuel? If the suffix will be Alib and Rabbi Shmuel. If you give 40, or you don't have to give 40. But it's not sad to give 70. Lefi Rabbi Akiva, what is the suffix? 100? Or it could be Yoytze Zayin B'shel Oilom? Wait, the Gemara has a tzad b'de mazik, or B'shel Oilom also could help. If you're Yoytze, mate of the Oilom, it's also good. You could be Yoytze with 70. It's Mesudah. Let me just be Mazbit. It's Mamish Klo. Alibid Rabbi Shmuel, you have to give 100. Mazik. You could be Yoytze 50. It's so Klo. Zog Dikmar Bishel Oilom, add one word, the Val, not to get tumul. Af Bishel Oilom. Everything stays the same. I could also use the Oilom. So Bemele, I have to give 100. I could be Yoytze 50 with the Nizak. Af Bishel Oilom. I could give 40. Lefi Rabbi Yishmael. If it's 40. Lo yitzir the shel oilom will be 70. What will be the halacha? How much I will give Lefi Rabbi Yishmael? How much I will give Lefi Rabbi Yishmael if the shel oilom will be 70? 50. Not like Tesfas. Tesfas had a tzad for Rabbi Shmuel, I will have to go up to 70. No. We never had tzad to go lechumre b'shelo ilom. Rabbi Shmuel said you go basar de nizak. So lefi Rabbi Shmuel, if it's worth 100, mazik is 100, 100 every time good. If you want, you could be yoytze 50 by the nizak, and if the shelo ilom is less, you could use it. This is the suffix I leave with Rabbi Shmuel. Other name, you don't go basar shelo ilom, and you only could go down to 50. But it was never a tzad to be machmir b'shel oilom and to say that the shel oilom is more. The whole suffix was to say what? Maybe also 40. Those are the suffix from the Gemara. Maybe also 40. B'shel oilom em shamin. We'll first finish Rabbi Shmuel. Zog the Gemara, Ali b'de Rabbi Shmuel lo iti bo yeloch. For sure you could use 40. Why? Maybe not. So the Rashba here adds a couple words. The Rashi refreks. V'im toimar, why Alibed Rabbi Shmuel is no sofek? He doesn't like Tesis Teretz. He doesn't like the Shitis Teretz. You know what's like the Rashi? Kevin she Rabbi Shmuel meikel ve'omar b'den Nizak v'adai sho'olach b'shelo ilom. Val is a meikel. For sure you could use b'shelo ilom. Val Rabbi Shmuel is a kule. For sure you could use b'shelo ilom. Now you for sure could use b'shel oilam. What it means you for sure could use b'shel oilam? Leiti bayaloch. What? Tesis. No. What is the drasha we explained? That avada the din is the mazik and you could make it. So now what is the svore? So noch in the gladket if the svore is I need to pay meitav the mazik. Why I could be yoytze with the nizik? Because fault it's called meitav. Shel oilam for sure it's fault called meitav. The din is the mazik. If the Nizak could be Yoyse Zayin to call it Meitav, Avada un Avada, you could be calling it Meitav with the Mazik. So, punkt faker, now, mamish dvorim la'apuchom. So, lefi Rabbi Yishmoel, lo iti bo yeloch, why lo iti bo yeloch? That Avada you could use. Punkt faker, what we said till now. Fi da rishoinim, alibet Rabbi Yishmoel, lo iti bo yeloch, that you cannot use b'shel oilom. Now we say, faker, alibet Rabbi Yishmoel, lo iti bo yeloch, that he's a maker, and Val is a maker, Avada you could go b'shel oilom. So, Lefi Rabbi Shmuel, you could say, so I'm explaining, you're asking a good kasha, so I want to explain. Hashem said, Meitav the Mazik. Why Rabbi Shmuel says you could use also the Nizak? The Shem is Mazik. Meitav is the person that pays. But you could give it a name of Meitav through the Nizak. Kal v'choymer, if through the Nizak you could give it a name, through the Ganze Vot you can't give it a name. The Meitav is the Mazik. Pay Meitav. Just if it's called Meitav by one person, it's called a Meitav. But the whole world for sure gives it a shame of a meitav. The nizik is not a mechutnir. For sure. Because it's called meitav. It's a lomdus behind it, Dr. Rashbo. No, it's no chamo. The vote is, it's not that he's a maker over a machmir. B'shame v'b'silel, machmir v'mekilim. The vote is, the parsha Hashem said meitav de mazik. The posuk is megale that I could have more names. Now, I want to explain. Let me explain one more second. Rav Nachman adds a esber. Why the Gemara had a tzad b'shel oilom? What was the tzad b'shel oilom? What was the tzad b'shel oilom? To give it a shem meitav lefi de oilom. What was the tzad to call it b'shel oilom, to call it a meitav b'shel oilom? Either Teira never said it. While in the ganze welt it's called a meitav, so you could call it a meitav. So it's just a gladest svara from the Gemara on a posuk. Zog the Gemara, alibet the Rabbi Shmuel, that when the posuk said meitav the mazik, and even so that the Torah said meitav the mazik, zog Rabbi Shmuel, that meitav the nizak is also good. Even that the Torah said meitav the mazik, meitav the nizak is also good. If the Torah said meitav the nizak is also good, for sure, meitav the alma is for sure good. Meitav the alma is for sure good. This is clear. So, Alibed Rabbi Shmuel is no sofik bichlal. Alibed Rabbi Shmuel is no sofik bichlal. Ki tiboy aloch Alibed Rabbi Akiva. Ki tiboy aloch Alibed Rabbi Akiva. So, what is the sofik Alibed Rabbi Akiva now? What is the sofik of the Gemara Alibed Rabbi Akiva? The sofik of the Gemara Alibed Rabbi Akiva is what? What is the sofik of the Gemara Alibed Rabbi Akiva? What is the sofik of the Gemara Alibed Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Kiva holds that you go basar de mazik. אין חנמי. בוסר דניזק, רבי עקיבא doesn't go. בוסר דניזק, רבי עקיבא doesn't go. אבל maybe בוסר דעלמה he goes. Maybe בוסר דעלמה he goes. Maybe בוסר דעלמה he's masking. בוסר דניזק is not masking to change the shame meitav. אבל בוסר דעלמה he's masking. If you want to read the Gemara now, you'll see a new word. Look in the Gemara. The Gemara says it word by word. It says Mosek Midvash. Read look Lashon HaGemara. Kiti bo elo chalib et Rabbi Akiva. It's a word that you can't read on them. The Amar be the Mazik Shamin and Mai. Meitav Sodeo Marachmon Eli Meute de Nizak. Oh, but the Alme for sure it's good. Oh, Dil Me Eli Meute de Alme Nami. What is the Pirush Amilis? Rabbi Nochem is Givaldik. Rabbi Shmuel holds, Rabbi Akiva holds, the Nizak can't give it a Meitav. Oh, but the Alme could. Other name. He means Meitav the Mazik and nothing else. But that's the stuff of the Gemara. Not stuff that he said Mazik and he meant something else. He Avada said Mazik. Mazik is mafkia that the Nizik cannot give it a Shem Meitav. Or Dilme, but the Alme for sure could give it. Or when he said Mazik, he meant Mazik Bedavka. Mazik Bedavka, but the Alme Nisht. But the Alme Nisht. So Kumta is Azei. Now, Elzachain good. Lefid them. Lefid them, what is the suffix of the Gemara? What is the suffix of the Gemara, lefid them? Lefid them, the suffix of the Gemara is Azei. The suffix of the Gemara is Azei. B'shel oylom em shomim or b'shel oyem shomim. Dehainu. There's no tzad in the world that b'shel oylom means to pay more. Avade Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva holds by the Mazik, and Rabbi Shmuel holds by the Nizak. Dehainu. Lefi kula alme, if I give meat of the Mazik, I'm yoytze. The suffix is if I could give also mate of the Nizak. Rabbi Shmuel holds, if I give 50, I'm Yoitze. If I give 50, I'm Yoitze. This is Rabbi Shmuel, if I give 50, I'm Yoitze. Klaus de Gemara, if I give 40, I'm Yoitze or I'm not Yoitze. Alib and Rabbi Shmuel, for sure I'm Yoitze. Loiti Boiler, then I'm Yoitze. Alib and Rabbi Kiva is a suffix if I'm Yoitze or not. It's a suffix if I'm Yoitze or not. So let's feed them first, maybe we'll answer the first shayla that we asked. Even if the oilom is shomim, the machlekes stays a machlekes. Lama zogin the oilom is 200. The mazik is 100 and the nizik is 50. Lefi Rabbi Shmuel you give 50. Lefi Rabbi Akiva you give 100. You don't have to go b'shel oilom lehachmir. The only tzad is if you use b'shel oilom leokel. So we ask the shayla if b'shel oilom is shomim, what would be the machlekes Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Shmuel? There's no shayla bichlal. Rabbi Akiva holds with the mazik 100. Rabbi Shmuel holds 50. Now Bishal Oilam is 40. So everyone could use 40. If Bishal Oilam is not going to 70, if you're Rabbi Shmuel, you could go down to 50. If you're Rabbi Kiva, you go to the Nizik. You will give 70. So the Machlekes stays a Machlekes. The Machlekes Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel stays a Machlekes. It's the Zalba Machlekes. Till now we learn Pshat and Tesis in all the Rishonim state. Bishal Oilam means you only will measure Bishal Oilam. So I asked you a shayla, if b'shel oilom em shomim, so Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shmuel will be the zel bezach. So you told me whole teira, it's only by one. I'm on the teira, yeah? Nein. Both of them will hold b'shel oilom. But what would be? Rabbi Kiva holds 100, Rabbi Shmuel holds 50. Now, if b'shel oilom is 40, you can use 40. If b'shel oilom will be 70, Rabbi Shmuel will stick to his 50, and here Rabbi Kiva will say, you can use 70. So b'chlan is you can steer. Memele dosi de gmo, memele Rashi doesn't have to explain why I leave it Rabbi Shmuel oiti boyoloch. Because there's no drosha and there's no posuk, like the Rashba says it's a svore. This is a klal poshut. When it's a svore, it's nishkin tainan Rashi, why he didn't say a svore. Rashi is nishkin Rashba. If you have to answer, I live with Rabbi Shmuel oiti boyeloch, because he has a drosha, because he has a meimre, Rashi has to explain it. Rashi learns, I live with Rabbi Shmuel oiti boyeloch, pshita that you could go, bosa mate of the alme. Amar azay now, so lama oisin de cheshm. Lama oisin de cheshm. So if I have a soda that is worth 100, but the mazik. The nizik has a sada that is worth 50, but the nizik. Lefir Rabbi Shmuel, you give the 50. Lefir Rabbi Akiva, you give the 100. Now, leman the oma b'shel oilom em shomim. We'll start Lefir Rabbi Akiva. The mazik has a sada that is worth 100. Listen carefully. He has a sada that is worth 100. He has another sada that is worth 60. And b'shel oilom is 70. What he has to give him? What he has to give him? He has a... Listen, the Mazik has a Sodeh 100, and he has a Sodeh 60. הליבד רבי עקיבא בדמזיק שמינן. אבל למד אבא בשל אוילום הם שומעים, he could go בשל אוילום. The אוילום is 70. What he has to give him? He has a sada 100, listen. A sada 100, and a sada 60, and בשל אוילום is 70. What sada he has to give him? What? 100. Is it sad to say no, he doesn't have to go over the price of shel oilam? What? He could be yait if he will give a sada shel oilam. So he can give a sada shel oilam, he doesn't have. So what he has to give him? 100. Pasha that he has to give him 100 or not? Is it sad not like that? Is it sad not to give 100? Again, he has one sada 100, one sada 60, and shel oilam is 70. Is it sad that he could give shel oilam, he could give the 60? For sure not. So what is the tzad? What is the echatim that he could give the 60? Only in what case? That he has one sada 100 and one sada what? 60. So that's the Rashi. Maybe the Rashash Kasha fell off. This is what Rashi said. Now look at the Rashi b'shel oilam hem shomim. So the Rashi b'shel oilam hem shomim. V'yayv le miziburis shari lechol oilam yidis. Frag the Rashash, even if it's less, but at the tzad shel oilam hem shomim, I don't have to go over the shel oilam. This is if you don't learn like Rashi. If you learn like the Veld, that Shel Oilam means, don't go Basar Mazik, don't go Basar Nizik, go Bashal Oilam. So if Mai is 60 and the Oilam is 70, I don't have to give 100. I'm limited to 70. So Nishtah is a Rashi that I'm limited to 70. The Rashash Kasha disappeared. Rashi is Bedavke saying it. Rashi is saying the whole Shtikal Tere here. Zogt Rashi Bedavke. The Aloha Bashal Oilam means, I could be Yoitza Zayn Bashal Oilam. If I will give you Bashal Oilam, I'll be Yoitza Zayn. What is the case that could be Yoitzes and B'shel Oilam? If mine is 100, and the B'shel Oilam is 70, and I have a 70. If I have a 60, and I can give B'shel Oilam, I have to go back, B'shel Mazik. I have to do B'shel Mazik. If I was Yoitzes B'shel Oilam, it's not limited B'shel Oilam. Sekum des mamesh ha-machlekes min ha-kotze la-kotze. Taste was here that didn't learn like this. All the Rishayim that didn't say the Shtikal Teire. It's the Shitosom Osa and the Vavam Udbeis. They never learned such a pshat in Rabbi Shmuel. And Taisus and Dibra Maschil Kegoin is Mevur Klo Alibad Rabbi Shmuel, that it's not a pshad, it's a din mazik and be yoitzes ein nizak. It's dafkin nizak. Taisus had a tzad, that if the nizak is more from the mazik has to go and buy a soda to be yoitzes ein the nizak. Fi Rashi, we said, Rabbi Leib Nein, the din is mazik. Rabbi Shmuel was mechadish, b'shel oilam hem shom, b'de nizak shemina. Zohar the Gemara, and even b'shel oilam hem shom, you could go even down. There's no tzad to go up. For sure you could go down. Even if you learn Alibra B'Shmuel, for sure you cannot go down. It doesn't make a difference. Gerade the Rashba says, you for sure could go down. Alibra Rabbi Kiva, we have a suffix, we could go down or not. Aber Ravada is no tzad at B'Shel Oilam. So many first Marviach, the first Kasha we saw in the beginning of Shir, is Nishkan Kasha. Both of them could hold B'Shel Oilam. And the Machlekes is Chayav V'Kayomo. He has 100, he has a 50. Shel Oilam is 70. Rabbi Shmuel will give 50. Rabbi Kiva will give 70. Avada, in the case that it's 40, if everyone will hold B'Shel Oilam, you will give a 40. But the Machlekes stays, the Zelda Machlekes. And if Shel Oilam is more, so Avada, you only give Meitav the Mazik. I know if the Shel Oilam goes up, up, and up, you don't have to. You could give Meitav the Mazik. You give the one that you have. You don't have to give more from that. And then the sub is the second shayla is we made a loshna gimores gishmak. Alib the Rabbi Kiva mai limeuda dem nizek or beravade leshel oilam is maskim. On them the loshna gimor you can't put it in limeuda dem nizek, but he means with the shel oilam. No, avade he means with the mazik. That he means lafuki the shel nizek can't take off. Oydil me lafuki the shel oilam nami keoma nami keoma. And mele avade and avade le dina we saying. That Lu Yitzuyer, he has a 60 and the Shel Oilam is 70, and he only has a 60 and 100, Avadi has to give 100. The like it in the Shel Rashash. But the male of the Rashash, like you learn Nishtazay. I'm Kveg, you learn Nishtazay. But the Das Rashi says, Mamish Korov Lemes. I have a feeling that the Rashi Dibura Maschil, the Omar, but the Nizek Shaminen, also is Merames the Ganze Shtikel. Look in Rashi Dibura Maschil, the Omar, but the Nizek Shaminen, I think Rashi also is going with the Zelbe Shtikel. Mele Rashi never mentions the Rishonim's Kashe. The Rashi was the Andere Teretz. So let's stop here.